Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411. Your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. Hi, my name is Mary Miller, sitting in for Sean Cardavillas. Coming up on this episode,
I think home ground advantage makes a big difference because of the rain and the way the route was designed. It was open for anyone.
Look, it was a very challenging event. I think one of the toughest we've done. My wife, in particular, who's my nav, feels it's the toughest rally that she's done this year so far.
We recap the third round of the African Rally Championship, the Pearl of Africa Rally that was held in Uganda last weekend. We speak to multiple Uganda rally champion Jus Mungat, who clinched victory, as well as Zambia's rally champion Leroy Gomez, one of the fastest drivers in Africa. Buckle up your safety belts. Motorsport 411 starts now.
The four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the show. Now, the third round of the African Rally Championship, the Pearl of Africa Rally, was held in Uganda last weekend. Jus Mungat and his navigator, Joseph Kamia, cruised to victory. This is Mungat's second Pearl of Africa win, his first way back in 2013, almost a decade ago. We now have Jus Mungat on the line. Hi, Jus. How are you?
I'm well, Mary. Fine, thank you.
Great. Congratulations on winning the Pearl of Africa Rally. Yay! So, how was the event for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was great and a bit of an unexpected result. We came in after a long break and just wanted to get some mileage. And everything seems to have turned in our favor.
It was a rain-affected rally, and that was the game-changer, right?
Yes, definitely. The rain was the big game-changer. And that happened early in the first stage on Saturday. I think whoever came out clean had a good time.
It's been quite a while since a Ugandan has won the rally, since Hassan Alwi won it back in 2016. So this is sweet victory for Ugandans.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, Ugandans have been talking about this for a while now, and they needed a home victory.
Looking at the results, Ugandans did quite well. Clearly, the rainy conditions favored the local crews.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think home ground advantage makes a big difference, and the route this time was. Because of the rain and the way the route was designed, it was open for anyone. R5s didn't have a big advantage. The past few years, the route was very much catered for R5 cars. Hard acceleration and hard braking and right angle turns. That's what the past few years has been. Where as a Group N, you have no chance really. But this time it was much more flowing. And much more technical.
How was it for you, listening to Joseph calling the final notes to the flying finish, knowing that you were seconds away from clinching victory?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to focus until the last note, but definitely there was a feeling of relief and joy at the end.
Speaking of the R5s, Leroy Gomez from Zambia and Karan Patel from Kenya, favourites to win the event, struggled. What are your thoughts?
I mean, they're both very quick drivers and they have good cars. It was unfortunate for them that on Saturday morning they had problems in the first stage. But I feel like if they didn't have any issues, it would have been a very tough battle.
The next round of the ARC will be in Tanzania. Will you be participating in this event and competing for the championship?
Well, to be honest, Mary, we've not decided yet. We would like to, but it all depends on a few other commitments we have. So I think closer to the date, we will know better whether we're entering the next event.
Looking at the Uganda Rally Championship so far, Lwakataka is leading the championship. Are you planning to compete in your national rally championship?
it's the same feelings. We would like to do maybe one or two rounds just to get some more experience abroad. But we are not looking at pursuing the whole championship.
All right. And there is the big one, the mother of all rallies, the WRC Safari Rally, which is next month. This is a rally you are very familiar with and participated in the past. Will we be seeing you at this year's event?
No, I mean, for this one, I can tell you for sure that we will not make it to the safari. Logistically, it's a huge operation, and I feel like you need to prepare well in advance for such an event, which we are not prepared.
Mangat, you have had your Mitsubishi Evo 10 for a while now. By the way, do you have a name for your car?
Well, our car is called Pilipili. It's always been called that way.
Pilipili, that's Kiswahili for pepper. So do you have plans for upgrading Pilipili to an R5?
we don't have any plans, no, at the moment. You know, we're rallying very sporadically. We're not very regular. When time allows and if we decide to do it properly, then possibly, yes. But at the moment, we're happy where we are.
As a privateer, what challenges do you face taking up rallying as a sport?
Well, the biggest challenge, first of all, is time, and then to find time and put so much effort aside for events, especially when you're going abroad. It takes a lot. The other challenge we have is just general logistics. In Uganda, for example, getting spare parts and getting things from abroad is more challenging than in Kenya. You know, we have less direct flights, we have less links with countries abroad, and then obviously it's a huge financial burden to go and drive abroad. If you want to be at the top level, you can't take any shortcuts. Everything needs to be on point. So those are basically the challenges.
You are a crowd favorite, not only in Uganda, but also here in Kenya, when you come to compete here. So what drives you? What keeps you going? Why do you love motorsport so much?
I mean, motorsport is always been in our blood. You know, my father used to drive and in Rwanda, and he was a Rwanda champion several times. So as a kid, I've always, been into this game. But you know, we race for the fun of it. We race for the experience, and every experience we've had is wonderful. And we've had many, many great events in Kenya, many disappointments as well, but a lot of positive results. And we love racing in Kenya.
Finally, what's your parting shot to your fans and petrol heads across Africa?
I think the parting shot is keep on motoring. Yeah? Keep on motoring, keep it there, and keep going.
That's Jess Mangat, multiple Uganda Rally champion and winner of the ARC Pearl of Africa Rally. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411.
Welcome back. Now, Zambia Rally champion Leroy Gomez, one of Africa's fastest drivers, came in second place at the Pearl of Africa Rally. The husband and wife crew of Leroy and Ursula are enjoying some top form rallying and aiming to break records as they take part in the African Rally Championship. On the line, I have Leroy joining us from Ndola, Zambia. Hi, Leroy. First things first, your surname. It has been massacred. Please help us. Is it Gomes, Gomez, Gomez with an S?
It's Gomez with an S, but it's potato, potato. It's whatever your mother tongue allows you to go at. I mean, I'm easy. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, Gomez. Okay, so congratulations. Another podium finish coming in at an impressive second place. So how was the Pearl of Africa Rally for you?
Look, it was a very challenging event. I think one of the toughest we've done. My wife in particular, who's my nav, feels it's the toughest rally that she's done this year so far. Look, we had a variety of crazy, freakish weather, a few challenges in with the organizers, but all in all, it ended up being a beautiful event that really challenged you as a driver.
It was indeed a challenging event. In fact, a hair-raising moment where we have seen in-car footage on social media, Ursula's reaction. The car almost rolling after hitting a rut on a sharp corner on the first day of the event.
Yeah. So, look, we were trying tire strategy. I was running on a mud tire, which is a very narrow tire. And I think when I came around that corner, it caught the rut and just planted in the rut. It didn't slide through the rut. And then that just kicked us up on two wheels. But, we've watched enough clips to understand how to recover from such. So, reacted very quickly and saved the moment.
Brilliant. So the rainy conditions caught out many drivers and it was a game changer.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, we gambled. It's a crazy thing because I actually did pray for the rain. Because I had the right tires for the rain, but then God blessed me with the rain, and then He also gave me a piece of humble pie, and I got a flat tire. So I think we'd have made some good time, but we got a flat tire, so we lost a lot of time on the first stage. But definitely the Ugandans drove. They drove really well. They handled the conditions quite well. It just made for more of an exciting event.
Jas Mangat, he clinched victory in his Evo 10. He really did have an impressive rally.
Look, Jas Mangat, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant driver. I've got nothing but praise for him. I watched him in the shakedown, free practice and qualifier, and I was amazed. I mean, he knows how to handle his Evo 10 very well. Very committed, very clean driver. And definitely deserving to win the Pearl of Africa.
Another top contender was Karan Patel. Together with other fast-rising young Kenyan drivers who spiced up the event, even though they didn't get the results they wanted.
No, look, Karan's an amazing driver. Just had a moment, and that moment cost him what would have been, I think, a brilliant rally for him. And then looking at the young stars from Kenya, the younger junior group, also some great talent coming up there. Hamza drove phenomenal and was just let down from a mechanical failure that no one could have foreseen. But great talent still, coming out. And it's good to see a next generation of Kenyan drivers that are coming up that will, hopefully replace the greats that you've had before, that I think have retired a little too early. But they're still great names that you've got in Kenya. But I think there's a good flock of drivers coming through that will keep doing Kenya proud.
Looking at the African Rally Championship, you clinched victory in the season opening Rally Bandama of Ivory Coast back in February this year. Your very first ARC win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how was the event for you?
Look, Ivory Coast was a very challenging rally. And I every rally I go to, it's like I keep shifting the challenge, and I think by the end of the season I'll be able to give probably a good report on what I thought was challenging, or the most challenging. But Ivory Coast was a special one. I mean, we had 12 stages, 10 of them were unique. We only ran two stages twice, long stages. So we also did only a single pass recce. So it was quite tough, not having much experience there. It was completely different from the time I attempted it in 2017. But, we were very fortunate. We approached that rally just to optimize points without even the idea or the idea of winning it. We knew we had to get there and get points. But then, as favor favored us, we ended up being victorious overall, which was a great achievement for my wife and myself. But it just set us up very well for the rest of the season. But so Ivory Coast was very special to us. First ARC win. So it was really special.
Did you ship your car to Ivory Coast or you hired a car from there?
No, I hired an Evo 9 from Gary Chains from Ivory Coast. But I sent my mechanic Pepe or Giuseppe to go through and work, completely rebuild the car so that we knew that the car was mechanically sound. But we used Gary Chains' car, very good car.
Amazing stuff. So again, in March, you came to Kenya for the second round of the ARC, the Equator Rally. Another impressive performance from yourself and Ursula. podium finish and second place. Wow.
How was
the experience?
No, look, Kenya is amazing. Look, like I said, you've got a great generation of new drivers that will be champions in the making, that, you know, that are coming through the ranks. But we were missing the great names like Carl Tundo, Baldev Chaga, Manver, the Rai family, Onka. I mean, these are great drivers in Kenya, and a great pedigree. But the new flock is coming up and are looking good. But it was still tough. I mean, Kenya's got one of the toughest terrains in Africa, most challenging. I mean, it doesn't get the reputation of the safari rally for nothing. It's always been a challenging rally. And it challenges all your senses and it challenges you to the soul as a driver, because, you know, for ourselves, we used to pretty smooth, fast rallies. And Ivory Coast was a very smooth rally. Kenya was Kenya. It's rough, but I mean, to Kenyan drivers, that's kind of the normal. But it was quite rough, and we had to get used to that kind of terrain and racing on it, and understanding what can our car actually do without hurting it. So it was a good challenge. We had a flat tire that took us long, so it dropped us quite far back after we were doing quite well. But we were able to fight back and have another podium as well.
Leroy, we had the big rally. Yes, the WRC Safari Rally coming next month in June. Will you be participating in this event?
100%. So we've already managed to secure our tires and fuel and accommodation. So we're just finalizing our entry form. I think we're just waiting for one more thing, which is just our medical insurance cover, which we will attach and send out. But we've registered for it. We actually went ahead and registered with FIA under the, I think, Rally 2 or Rally 3 conditions and paid for a priority pass. So we're coming through. I mean, it's for us, it's the experience. It's racing on, I think, you know, truth be told, the most and most amazing organized event you'll ever come across in Africa. Kenyan government and ASN have done an outstanding job. So it's definitely something that you want to put in your bucket list. So we will be there, and it's more for the experience, to have fun, to build this international family connection that we've got going, and just keep building it up stronger. So we're looking forward to that.
Amazing. Now, looking at your Zambia National Rally Championship, the season opener was in March, and the second round will be coming sometime end of this month of May. So will you be participating in your National Rally Championship?
No, we are participating, and we'll be driving our Evo 10. We already around middle of March, and then we had a break in between. We had a DNF because we had a fuel tank problem. We were sitting second and quite close to the guy first. There was going to be a pretty good battle between first and second. But then we had a fuel tank problem where we created a vacuum in the tank, and it failed and gave us like a false empty feel. The car has since been tested numerous times, and everything seems to be all right now. So our next rally is, I think, around the 28th of May. Which will be exciting. So looking forward to that.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of rallying you're doing all over Africa. How are you managing to cope with your parenting, family and work duties?
No, look, it is tough. Miss the kids. Like we just got back now from the Pearl Rally today. So spending time with the kids, and everyone wants attention from the one-year-old. Well, not so much the 13-year-old. He's on his own mission, but the one-year-old and three-year-old definitely want attention. But it's you know, we've got such a good support structure around us. Our parents and aunts and uncles that remain with the kids really step in. We talk quite often with them, but it is tough being away from them, you know, for 7 to 10 days at a go. But they're amazing kids, very supportive of what Ishla and myself do. So we're very grateful for that. And like I said, we've got such amazing parents and structure around us that really just keeps us all centered. But it is a tough one. And then, like I said, still between work and rallying, it is tough. But, you know, like I said, we've been very blessed, and we thank God very much for allowing us to be able to do what we do.
I love it. You and Ursula are now on a record-breaking path, etching your names in the rally history books as the first couple to win the ARC. I know it's early days, but wow, it's amazing seeing you guys race together.
Oh, thank you. I think, I mean, that's, you know, God willing, that will be what we'll achieve. I mean, you know, putting the family name in the history books, putting my wife and I's name in the history books as the first couple to take on the ARC and win it. But it's so long, the championship, there's still four more races left. Look, the odds are in our favor right now, but rally can be so unforgiving. I've had that many, many a times where you almost sure yourself of a victory and a freakish something goes on and you get a DNF. So it's not over till it's over, but we definitely do have a good chance. But it's, yeah, we have to just try and take it easy and manage each race as it comes.
Finally, Gomez, what is your parting shot to all of us rally fans and supporters who are rooting for you and cheering you on across Africa?
Well, look, thank you so much. I must first start with Zambia. This is home and we have very passionate fans also here. You know, thank you all so much for supporting us, praying for us and following us. But then to the bigger family of Africa, where we've got fans from Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, Rwanda, Tanzania, you know, we thank you so much for supporting us, for cheering for us. I can't forget Ivory Coast as well, where we started. You know, we have a lot of love for you guys. Without you guys, the sport doesn't exist, or any sport doesn't exist without fans. So thank you so much for following us, for rooting for us, for praying for us. And God willing, we'll do you all proud and we can win this championship. But like I said, it's not over till it's over, but we will always give it our best and keep you entertained.
That Zambia Rally Champion, Leroy Gomez, will be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411.
That's it for today's show. Special thanks to our special guests, Jess Mungard and Leroy Gomez. The show is produced by Lee Kanyotu of Big City Studios. My name is Mary Miller. There is lots of motorsport action happening over the weekend. So may the forces be with you, petrol heads. Feel the power and be happy. Bye.